This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Joining me this morning is a woman who is very busy getting ready for the consolidated election on April the 6th, Livingston County Clerk Christy Mashing. Christy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Todd. Thank you for calling so we can get some more information out to the people about this election.
Well, it's not a problem at all. It is good to talk about these things because non-presidential elections often do get the back corners of people's minds. So we wanted to talk just a little bit about some of the things going on. And a lot of the questions on the ballot, this is what I wanted to start with, are proposals for tax increases.
Yes, we have a number of them throughout the county. We have Chatsworth and Pontiac. Both of them have a question on the ballot to increase the sales tax. Forest has an advisory question to allow the recreational use of cannabis, which would be marijuana dispensaries, to operate within the village boundaries. Gridley Fire Protection has two questions. One's to increase their maximum allowable tax rate. The second step of that, the two-part, is to establish a tax rate for emergency equipment. Those are the four entities that would have questions on their ballot.
Those are important questions, and we also want to emphasize there are a lot of communities having the selection of a mayor underway, village presidents as well.
We have contested races for the mayor or village presidents in the towns or municipalities of Dwight, Hemington, Fairbury, Flanagan, Long Point, Pontiac, and Strawn. And in the following villages and cities, we have races for council members where they're contested races, and that was the same for the mayors in that. Chatsworth, Fairbury, Flanagan, Forest, and Streeter all have contested races. For school board districts, Streeter Township High School has contested school board race. And as far as townships go, we have highway commissioner races in Avoca, Chatsworth, Esmond, Newtown, Sullivan. Township supervisor, we have a race in Owego, and for township clerk, we have a contested race in Union, and trustees in Germanville and Reading townships. Community college board members, we have Heartland and Illinois Central College and Joliet Junior College.
Well, we're talking with Christy Mashing this morning about the upcoming election. That is April the 6th. And Christy, where can people see specimen ballots and things like that? A lot of people always want to see the ballot before they actually are there to cast their vote. So where can they find that kind of information?
You can find them on our county website, livingstoncountyil.gov. On the homepage, there's three different colored blocks. One, and it says recent news. The first one has the specimen ballot, and that shows all of the races that are going to be on all of the ballots throughout the county. Or if you want, you can stop by and we can do print out a specimen ballot for you, a sample ballot here that would just have races that would be on your ballot. If they have questions, they could call us at 815-844-2006. We do have lots of other election information out there, too, on our website.
Well, one of the things that people might be surprised to learn about this upcoming election is there's still time to register if a person hasn't already. So can you talk about what's still available to folks?
At this point, our voter registration closed on March 9th, but we do have what's called grace registration, and that's the only option that they have at this time in order to be able to vote in this election. Grace registration in that started March 10th, the day after in-person registration closed. And what that is, it's for new registrants who haven't registered or they've moved and they need to re-register. They need to bring two forms of identification with them to our office, one being a piece of mail or something that showed their current resident address where their mail is delivered to, which would be where they live. And then once they do that, they'd come here and they would have to be prepared to vote at the same time. So, you know, if they haven't registered, they still have time. They can do that Monday through Friday here, 8 to 4:30. We will also be open this Saturday from 9 to noon for early voting and voter registration. And the grace registration continues through Election Day. But on Election Day, they would have to still come to the courthouse to register, and then they'd still be able to vote at that same time.
Now, if people are really light on their feet and can get to see you just in the next few hours, people can still vote by mail, is that correct?
Yes, they can. Technically, the last day that we can actually accept an application for a vote by mail is Thursday, which is April 1st, and it's not an April Fool's joke. That is the deadline for us and able to be able to mail a ballot out and to make sure it gets to the voter and then they can turn around and get that back to us, have it postmarked or hand deliver it to us prior to 7 o'clock on Election Day, which is the 6th.
Christy, once again, we will direct people to the website. What is the website if people still have questions?
They can either Google Livingston County, Illinois, and then there's the official site out there. They would click on that, or else livingstoncountyil.gov. One other thing I wanted to mention, too, was that we did relocate a number of precincts in November to new locations. All of them are still going to be at the new location this election because most of those were permanent changes, such as Pontiac 1 is moving from Even Glow Lodge to the United Methodist Church. Pontiac 4 was moved from the Public Health Department to the Grace Episcopal Church, which is across the road to the east of the Public Health Department. Pontiac 5 and 6, which is located at Even Glow Inn, is at the Community Recreation Center, or the Rec Center. Long Point is at the American Legion building again. And Round Grove Township has moved from the Township building to the Sacred Heart Parish Hall again. So just another reminder to the voters out there that they are the same as what they were in November.
One last question, Christy. What is your phone number?
Sure.
If folks want to call in and ask questions?
Yep. We ask that you call our main line, which is 815-844-2006, because that rings on a number of phones at once. So you'll be sure to be able to speak with a live person. They can help you with your information, or they will be transferred to our election department. So please give us a call.
Christy Mashing is the Livingston County Clerk. She is busy getting ready for the consolidated election, April the 6th. Christy, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having us, and we hope that people have gotten some information out of this. And if they need some more, call us at 815-844-2006.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.